Okay, Rabotai, we're in the sugya of Shong and Vidarshin, and we mentioned the Machlokas Tanayim regarding how we know either 30 days or 2 weeks as the window of time of Shol and Vidarshin. And we spoke about the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni as it was given on Pesach Rishon, you could say, on Yudal and Nisan in the Midbar, and the various makoros for the different Tanaim. I just wanted to start off sort of on parenthetically. I don't know if anyone in the Shir is keeping up with the Daf Yomi, but if you're not, you might bump into someone who is. And I just thought it would be interesting to bring up a kasha that's Nogeya, today's Daf, which is Daf Samuch Vav, where the issue comes up as far as Pesach being Doche Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the sixth Perek. And the Gemara tells the story of the B'nai B'Seira, who were the Nasiim at the time before Hillel emerged as the new Nasi, and they gave up their Nasius to Hillel, and that became the new dynasty of the Nasius of Hillel. And it had to do with the fact that the B'nai B'Seira did not know the halacha regarding Pesach, whether it's Doche Shabbos or not. And it was Hillel who emerged, and he made the argument. He brought a Zereshava, he brought a Kal Vachomer, various ways that he proved that Pesach is Doche Shabbos, and at the end of the story, Hillel became the Nasi. The question that many Mefarshim ask, and I bring this up because of the Gemara that we read regarding the Pesach Midbar. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tosis quoted the Gemara in Shabbos Peivav regarding the date that B'nai Israel came to Har Sinai. In the same basic sugya there, Peivav, Peizayin, and Shabbos, the Gemara makes the following observation in terms of chronology, that the second year to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know that Hakamas HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as we were discussing yesterday as well. Hakamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when Hashem told them, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-pasach b'moado. Now, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that day, the Gemara says, had many distinctions. One of the distinctions, it was not till Eser HaToros. It had 10 crowns. It was first in a lot of different ways. One of the ways it was considered a first was it was the first day of the week. In other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Midbar, in the second year, was a Sunday. No, if you do the math, you realize if Aleph Nisan was Sunday, then Tesvav Nisan 2 weeks later, the first day Pesach, would be Sunday. Go back a day, which means that Yud Dalid Nisan, the day of Shechitas HaPesach, was a Shabbos. So this is a very interesting question that many, many Mefarshim ask. As far as the sugya in today's Daf Yomi and Daf Samach Vav, how could it be that the B'nai B'Seira were unaware of the halacha of Pesach being Doche Shabbos when the very Karban Pesach brought in the Midbar, the first Karban Pesach Kari Yisrael brought after Yitzias Mitzrayim, was, according to the Cheshbon, actually a Shabbos? So obviously, if they brought the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Hashem said to bring it on Shabbos, obviously Pesach is Doche Shabbos. How could they have been having a question on this? Okay, there are a lot of interesting answers, all kind of answers. You'll look in Svarim as diverse as the Achi Ezer, Rav Chaim Ozer and his Shuvas, Rav Yitzhak Elchanan, Be'er Yitzchak, many different ways to try to figure out Pshat in why they didn't have a problem with the Pesach Midbar being brought on Shabbos, but yet they weren't sure about the halacha in terms of their own time. Okay, that was just a parenthetical, interesting tidbit that if you happen to notice somebody who learned today's daf, you can ask them that kasha. Okay, back to our inyan, and that is the inyan of Shom and Vidarshin. So we started discussing at the end of Shir yesterday, and we'll try to maybe put that in sharper perspective. We'll go take a look at the Bir Halacha together just to see the range of opinions on what it means, Shom v'Darshin, Bilchas HaPesach Shloshim Yom, and then hopefully we can start on the next piece of Gemara a little bit on In Mukta Mucha B'Torah. Okay, so we noticed yesterday that there is a seeming contradiction between the sugya here of Shom v'Darshin, Bilchas HaPesach Shloshim Yom, and the sugya at the end of Megillah, where the Gemara says that Moshe tikkun lehem l'Yisrael that they should be doresh hilchos chag b'chag, Pesach b'Pesach, and so on. So is it a halacha of being doresh on the day itself of the chag, or is it a halacha of shloshim yom? That's the shayla. Because of this kasha, the Ran, and this is also the Rashba and the Ritva in the Megillah and the Meiri here, they learn that our sugya is a very limited idea in terms of sholin v'dorshin. It may even be that the girsa that they're working with is not dorshin. That's what it's mashman, the Ritva and Megillah, and the Bi Halacha recognizes that possibility. That the issue here is not about dorshin, it's specifically about sholin. And it has to do with the fact that if somebody raises a question, and the halacha is that you give priority to a question that's considered to be timely, and you don't give the same attention to someone who's asking that's not ke'inyan. So therefore, it's considered to be a shol ke'inyan. And therefore, the person who's asking within the window of the shol in shloshim yom would be able to get a proper response. Obviously, this has to be learned out in some way from the source that the Chachamim have from this, as the Gemara brings here, from the fact that Moshe was Mazir al Pesach Sheni during the time of Pesach Rishon on Yudalid Nisan. So the Rad explains that even though the Raya is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu responded with all the details of Pesach Sheni, but that Gufa shows that this Inyan would have been considered to be relevant had they been asking directly about Pesach Sheni. They didn't ask about Pesach Sheni. They were discussing what should they do today. They were Tamei. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mayrech and all the details that Hashem gave over to him about Pesach Sheni, that shows this idea, this halacha, that it's considered to be a Shol Ke'inyan. That would be the source, according to the Chachamim, for this idea. One ha'ara, and this is something that the Bir Halacha touches on, and I found the Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, also points out, l'chora, the drasha of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds Shtei Shabbosos, so how does that fit exactly with the Ran's approach? Because he learns out that the fact that Hashem was mitzaveh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of the second year in the Midbar, that they should offer the Karban Pesach on Yudalid Nisan, that's a raya of Shtei Shabbosos. L'chora, that would seem to show that the Pshat is Sholin B'dorshin, that there's an idea to actually Doresh, to Darshin, to speak about the halachos of what's coming up, not the way the Ran understands it, and the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, that it's about the Shol Ke'inyan. How does Shol Ke'inyan get derived from the fact that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the mitzvah of Pesach Midbar on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Raya of Rav Shimon Gamliel would seem to fit with the approach of other Rishonim, the many Rashis that we saw, that there's an idea to be Doresh sometime before the Yantif. That's a kasha that the Turi Evan mentions, and also the Bihar Locha mentions as part of his Arichas that we'll soon see. You have to know, in a Chanami, would you want to say that this should be good for the Machlokas? That according to Shingam Wheel, it's one idea, we don't hold like him. According to him, it's a halach of Dorshin. Nistam, it's not that way. Midr Shimagam Wheel, Nishmal Rabbanan. That the way it is, Shimagam Wheel, that's the gather of the din, according to the Chachamim as well. On the other hand, it's interesting to ask a kasha on the Chachamim. The Chachamim learn out from, as we said, from Moshe Rabbeinu's being Doresh and about Pesach Sheni when it's Yudalid Nisan. So they hold it's there for Shloshim Yom. What would the Chachamim do with the fact that Shimon Gamliel has a raya from the fact that Hashem told over the din of Pesach Midbar 2 weeks earlier? So how are they going to respond to that raya? Right. As far as the Chachamim's Raya is concerned, the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't agree, because he holds, Aidi da Ayri b'mili da Pischa, Masiku b'chol mili da Pischa. So it's not a Raya. The fact that he's discussing in Yanim a Pesach, so he goes on to discuss Pesach Sheni. But what would the Chachamim do with the Raya of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So I believe the Turi Evan also says, well, in other words, what would be the Kasha? The Kasha would be that why did Hashem tell over the mitzvah of Pesach Midbar 2 weeks earlier? Hashem should have done it when? 4 weeks earlier. Hashem should have done it in the middle of Adar. Right? That would be the kasha. Okay, so it could be it's not such a kasha, because a kasha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't ask. In other words, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know before. Lamaisa, the din is Shloshim Yom. But Hashem didn't tell Moshe until 2 weeks. So good. That was the story over there. But it could be that according to the Ran, it's maybe not a kasha, because according to the Ran, the whole halacha of shol and bedorshin is really a halacha of shol ke'inyan. So it's not really a kasha that you see Hashem told the mitzvah 2 weeks earlier. There's no halacha to tell the mitzvah 4 weeks earlier. There's no halacha of dorshin. The halacha is only that you called shol ke'inyan. That much we can see from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu told over the details of Pesach Sheni when it was a month earlier. So it's called shol ke'inyan. It's a timely topic. But as far as Hashem, why he didn't give over the mitzvah 2 weeks before he did, that's not a kasha, because there's never halacha to darshan a month earlier. So if anything, the chachamim, if according to the Ran, would not have a problem with Rav Shimon Gamliel's raya. Okay, this is a little bit within the shita of the Ran, within the shita of the other Rishonim. Umaisa, that hold like the Ran. The other approach is to assume, no, that there is a halacha, like the Lashon of Dorshin suggests, halacha to Darshin in Yonei HaChag, and that goes back for the Chachamim to a month before. Now, what about the Stira? Because the Gemara here says it's 30 days, and there the Gemara says it's Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So we have a lot of different ways that we can go. We mentioned yesterday the Beis Yosef talks about the uniqueness of Pesach. Maybe Pesach is unique in terms of the fact that there are many halachos that are involved preparing for Pesach. So we'll see how that translates into halacha l'maisa. The Tosus in Megillah Dav Dalet seems to assume that it's not a kasha for a simple reason, that who says you can darshan and darshan again? Tosus and Dav Dalet and Aleph, when it comes up in the Gemara with darshaning Hilchos Purim. So the Gemara says, Ma'iria Purim, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, so you do a drasha. So Sholem B'Darshan Ben Yonu Shel Yom, the Gemara says. So Gemara says, it's true not just about Purim, it's true about Yontif as well, Moshe Tikkun Lehem L'Yisrael. So Tosa says, meaning to say like this, Ma'iria Purim, the ain darshan bo mikodem achen shloshim yom, so therefore you have to darshan bo vayom. Even Yontif, that we darshan shloshim yom lefanav, and nevertheless, darshan bo vayom, kidesanya vayda ben Moshe. What it seems from Tosfos, and this is pointed out by the Rashba there, is that you do drashas before, and you continue to do drashas bo vayom. It's not a problem. You can darshan and darshan further. And the Rashba is comparing this to the notion of simin ledavar mizarzin leadam kodem maise ubishas maise. That you can, sometimes a person needs chizuk, and we find this in the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, that Hashem told Moshe that the people shouldn't go too close and to not go over the part of the mountain that they're not allowed to approach. And again, right before the Aseres HaDibros were given, Hashem tells Moshe again that they should not go beyond those borders, those boundaries. So you see, you're mizaris a person kodem maise, and again, b'shas maise. So you can darshan, you start darshaning lamed yom before, and you darshan again bovayom. That's what Tosa seems to say. So it's not a kasha at all. Lamaisa, there are other suggestions. Again, the idea now we're going is that you have a drasha. It's a real halacha drasha. This is the mashmos of many rashis. This is again quoted by the Bir Halacha as well. We'll see in a minute. And the Gemara's are mashba that way. The Gemara's say, for example, just speak outside a little bit, that the question of whether you can be ma'aver the shana after Purim at the end of Adar. If you can add an Adar Sheni once you're getting to the tail end of the year, that, so to speak, they're coming close to Nisan. And the Gemara brings a shita that you can't do it because people could be mezalzel b'chametz because of the halach of shol and the dorshin. So, and the Gemara's lesson in one place in Sanhedrin, I believe, is that there was already a drasha. It sounds like the Gemara literally a drasha. But even separate from the lesson of Gemara, what is the idea? Why would people make a mistake with chametz? So as Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah and in Sanhedrin, as you have in your Makoros, that people heard the darshanim talking about Hilchos Pesach. So they made their own cheshbon, recognizing Pesach is on a particular date based on the drashas that they've heard. Now, when they hear that they added an Adar and really Pesach is a month later, they won't believe it, and they'll end up eating chametz on Pesach because they'll think it's not really Pesach, it's Pesach Sheni, it's Iyar, whatever, it's the next month. I don't mean Pesach Sheni, I mean after Pesach Sheni. So you see from those Gemaras that what's going to mislead people is the fact that there were drushes that they heard. That's how the Gemara is mashma. That's what Rashi explains in the Gemara. No, in defense of the other Rishonim, with the Ran and the Ritva, you'll have to somehow explain. And the Ritva, I think, is mashma that way in Megillah, that the very fact that there's a shol ke'inyan halacha, there's a shol ke'inyan that you are discussing and asking, and the issues are on the table, and it's considered a timely topic, that's enough for people to make the kind of mistake that they'll make and not be convinced that they were ma'abr the shana, because in their mind they're already asking shailos about Pesach. It's not about the drushes, it's about the she'elos. So that's another shita, that's the shita of Rashi and the mashmos of the Gemaras. And again, that would indicate that there was a real drasha that were given. All right, let's begin to look maybe at the Bir Halacha and just try to summarize the main points of the Bir Halacha, and then maybe one or two other points with the Tosas Avodah Zarah, and then we'll go on to the Gemara. Okay, everyone have the Bir Halacha, I hope, yeah? In the beginning of Kuf Tav Chav Tes? Yeah, everybody have it? Maybe we'll just start off by pointing out what the Mishnah Berurah has on this, a couple of words that start off Hilchas Pesach. Sholin beHilchas HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. That's the beginning of Siman Tav Chav Tes. This is the Lashon HaTur, the Lashon of the Machaber. Notice, it doesn't say Dorshin, it says Sholin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the source for this is what we have in our Gemara. Yes.
Would I be able to ask a quick question? Before you go into the bureau,
just ask. Don't ask. Okay.
In the seventh parak of on Sanhedrin, that the whole point is that over there it's talking about Dayanim. If they're asked shailas, one's Kenyan, one's low Kenyan, then they have to address the one that's Kenyan. And this, this thing would be telling you it's Kenyan, but the source for this halacha, the Tosefta in Megillah, is talking about Sholim Bebeis Havad.
So
it's not talking about Shol, it's not talking about answering questions of a Rebbe, it's talking about answering questions of Dayanim. So obviously the Ar Halacha here is talking about asking questions of the Beis Medrash, it's about a drasha, it's about learning.
Okay, so there's two issues that you're bringing up. Let me, I actually, Dafka wanted to mention it before the Bir Halacha too. It's going to come up in Bir Halacha. Another possibility in all of this, the lesson that you mentioned, the Beis Havad, is the Yerushalmi. So there's some Yishonim who want to say that this halacha of Shloshim Yom has to do with the Beis Medrash, the Beis Havad, the experience of when you're in a place, Barabim, whether it's a Beis Din, whether it's a Beis Medrash. And again, how much weight does that come in the halacha as well? Is there a halacha of Sholem B'darshin for an individual, or is only, you know, in a sense of a tzibur that's coming together? So that's another inyan that comes up in the based on the Tosefta that you mentioned. Again, question is how much weight that should get in halacha. The other thing that I think you're touching on is the Tosefta Sanhedrin. What is that referring to? What kind of shailus? Who's asking where? So besides for the Tosefta Sanhedrin that the Ran seems to mention, the Ritva and Megillah Daf Dalid also mentions the Mishnah Pirkei Avos about Sho'el Ki'inyin Umeshiv Kalacha, the Midos of a Chacham. So, you know, you really have another dimension to it, that there's the idea of asking Ki'inyin is a certain Maila. See if I can just quickly find the lesson here in the Ritva. He says as follows. He says, "Ahi sholim bilchas haPesach lo shechayav and lidrosh kein barabim, ella sheyesh reshus l'talmid l'shol." Here's the lesson I read from Megillah. Yesh reshus l'talmid l'shol v'havi sholel ki'inyan sheyehei mimidos hechacham haniskarim ba'avos sholel ki'inyan umeshiv kalacha. And then he also adds Ukaosa Sha'amru Beis Talmidim Sheshawu Echa Shol Ki'inyin. So he also brings in another aspect of Shol Ki'inyin, which is simply the Midah of a Chacham. So there's another aspect as well that you could bring in. And that is not necessarily about the context of a Beis Havad. It's wherever that might be. It's not a daya necessarily. It's simply the idea of, you have to know, when we say the expression, you ask some zach, right? The expression Yiddish, ask to the thing, to the point. To the point means that it's relevant and a timely question. So, but the Beis Chabad is also another aspect to all of this. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha a little bit and get a feel for, now having seen the Makoros, to see how he kind of analyzes it. All right, so first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings our Gemara for the Din of Lamed Yom, and he says immediately, even though the Lashna Machaber, remember, is what? Sholin Behilchos HaPesach. So we would be tempted to say that the Machaber Lishitoso, if you remember, we mentioned the Beis Yosef yesterday. The Beis Yosef is the one who said, as a second teretz to the Kasha, that Pesach is different, right? Pesach has more halachas to prepare for it. And therefore, the fact that he says Hilchos HaPesach is very unique and very specific to Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lahalacha, it's not that way. Hu adin b'shar yomim tovim nami dorshin kodim lachen shloshim yom b'hilchosein. So the halacha is not just about Pesach. We mentioned yesterday the Rashi in Sukkah daf tes that mentions shloshim yom regarding Sukkot. The Beis Yosef thought that Sukkot doesn't need more than a couple of days, maybe even a day or so. But Rashi says mefurish that they were darshin already for a month before Sukkot, in the middle of Elul. What about Shavuos? Interesting. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gra that Atzeres, and here the Beis Yosef also mentioned Atzeres doesn't have anything unique beyond really being a yantif, right? The minhagim of eating milk and so on and whatever, cheesecake, this is not Hilchos Atzeres, but Atzeres. So that's really enough. Sagim Yomecha B'Sivan. Go a couple of days earlier from Rosh Chodesh. That's when Kai Yisrael arrive at Hasinai. Okay, that's the framework of Atzeres. You see, there's something more in the Gra that we should keep in mind, and this is alluded to in the Bir Halacha. He's going to mention the Gra and also the Pri Chadash that say this. This is another possible yishuv to the stira between the Gemara Megillah and our Gemara. It says in our Gemara Shloshim Yom. It says over there Hilchos Chag B'Chag. But maybe the answer is simple. Tosis Teretz, we said, was that you do it again. You do it before, you do it B'Shas Naisa. What does Hilchos Chag B'Chag mean? Why do we have to assume that B'Chag means on the Bo Vayom of the Yantif? The idea of Hilchos Chag B'Chag is the Zman of the Chag. The Zman of the Chag goes back in time to the window of Shloshim Yom. That's the Kiyum of Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana too. It goes together. Hilchos Chag B'Chag is the season of the Chag. The season of the Chag doesn't mean exclusively the day of Kol Melachah Lo Sasu, Kol Melachah Savoda, the day that the Torah says. It's the entire period that approaches the Chag is called Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Just like maybe a mashal of sorts, not a perfect mashal, but you know, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, so we say the Nusach that we start off with, Yehi Ratzon, Shetachadesh Aleinu, Esachodesh Hazeh Letova V'Livracha. So I remember seeing a lot of Mefarshim ask the Kasha. I mean, this Nusach was originally not for Birchas HaChodesh anyway. It was Tfilas Rav, and Rav didn't say it for Rosh Chodesh. He began, Shetiten Lanu Chaim Aruchim. But we adapted it, and we added a few words in the beginning for the purposes of Birchas HaChodesh. So we begin, Shetachadesh and Zachodesh Hazeh. How could you say Zachodesh Hazeh? You're holding a few days before Rosh Chodesh, right? We had Rosh Chodesh Shvat was a Thursday. So the Shabbos before, we said Birchas HaChodesh, Zachodesh Hazeh, was still in Teves. So how can you say Zachodesh Hazeh? The Chodesh is not here yet. It's not till Thursday afterwards. The Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, actually used to say, and I've took a Chinsky in his Luach in Eretz Yisrael, I think brings it down, that he would say, Shetachadesh Alein is HaChodesh Haba, L'tova V'Levracha. It's not Chodesh Hazeh, it's the Chodesh Haba, Haba Alein L'tova. But L'maisa, Kal Yisrael doesn't say Haba. Mostly, some people don't say it at all. The Gemara's minig is not to say the Yirat, so it might be an issue of Bakasha B'Shabbos, V'chuli, Ain kamokam maharich, but if you're going to say it, most people say esachodesh hazeh. So one of the svarim defends the nusach because the aura of the chodesh is already here a few days before, from the Shabbos Mevarchim, it's like the Chodesh, the spirit of the Chodesh is already in the air. In Svarim, Chassidus Svarim, you see this idea as well, that the whatever's coming in that week is already munach in potential in the Shabbos preceding it. If there's a Yantif middle of the week, if it's a Rosh Chodesh, so the Koach, the Oros of the Chodesh are already in existence by the Shabbos Mevarchim. So you can say a Chodesh has that because in a way the Chodesh is already here, the Shabbos prior.
Rabbi.
So just to finish, so maybe in that regard, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, you know, can actually be defined in terms of the window of the Shloshim Yom. The Fad, according to Rava, as we saw, that what it even translates into saying that the Chalos Chiyuv for you, for Bir Chametz, is already Chal Shloshim Yom. So obviously that goes very well with this idea. Barak Noam, question, yeah.
Yeah, so isn't it also just Mistaber to say that this man starts earlier from the fact that we're even being mevarich the chodesh in the first place before the chodesh happens, meaning why not just do mevarich the chodesh on Rosh Chodesh itself? That would seem more mistaber. But
Rav Amram Gaon did this the Misha Asanisim on Rosh Chodesh. It was Achrosas Rosh Chodesh. So that there's a lot to talk about why it came about this inyan to say to do it to maskir the chodesh. Some Rishonim learned it's all about getting people to know. Today we have calendars, but it wasn't always that way. So you want people in Shul to know that the Chodesh is coming up. They should know to say Yalav Yavo and Hallel. That's one way to understand what it is. It's not a Kiddush HaChodesh parallel. If it was Kiddush HaChodesh parallel, it should be done, as you say, on Rosh Chodesh. Good, there's a lot to say about it. But Lamaisa, the Nusach that we use, HaChodesh Hazeh, would obviously makes sense if we understand this yisod, that you can view the Zman already as expanding to a previous point in time. So again, it's not a perfect mashal, but I think that could be well to explain again what the Gra and others are saying, that the kiyum of Hilchos Chag B'Chag is in fact fulfilled by the Shloshim Yom Drasha as well. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, just to continue a little bit. So by Atzeres, you would say, by Yom Echad B'Sivan, the Yesh Omrin, here he brings the Beis Yosef. The Achiyu B'Shoshim Yom, who rock B'Pesach, because of the many halachas of Pesach, and Masha'en Ki Masha'a Yom Tovim, it's enough with a few days before. The Al-Kopanim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yom Tov Gufa, everyone would agree, Tzarech Lishol V'Lidrosh B'Chol Yom Tov B'Hilchos Seha, like the Gemara at the end of Masechta Megillah. That's if Katan Aleph. Sivkat and Beis, it's a Shloshim Yom. How do you figure the Shloshim Yom in terms of the actual calendar? Maschilin b'yom ha-purim atzmo, that would be already the time to begin learning Hilchos Pesach. Continues in Mishnah Berurah, v'achshav noagin lidrosh b'Shabbos Haggadah. We all know the famous ancient minog to have drushes before. This year it wouldn't be, of course, on Erev Pesach Shechol b'Shabbos. We would do it a week earlier. This coming Shabbos Haggadah is going to be the week before. Kishener Pesachobo, then you have to do, of course, the week earlier, as you just mentioned, Mishabbos Shuva as well. And the Iker is for people to know how to act. And when it comes to Pesach, Dini Hagala, Bir Chametz, Afias Matzah, Sharuchos Pesach, Shabbos Shuva. Yeah, that's all in Yonib Shuva. Not Stam Topo Drushbi Alma. No, it's the halacha of real Shabbos Hagala Drasha should include practical halachas. Separate from that, even if we don't really have public drushes so much a month before, but every individual, mitzvah l'chol echad l'asok b'hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom, during, before Pesach, and also b'chag atzmo, fine. Let's go to the Bir Halacha. Now we're going to really expand the inyan, and he's going to try to, as we'll see, marginalize, you could say, those Rishonim that we mentioned, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rajba, and try to push more in favor of those who understand Dorshin literally, that there's a drasha that should be made already weeks before. So first of all, the Lashon HaMachaber is Shoalin. The tour, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, had the parentheses. If you have a tour, you'll see the word V'Dorshin is actually in the brackets. The tour Isa Shoalin V'Dorshin, and if that was the Girsa of the Torah, that anyway is the Girsa in our Gemara in Pesachim. It's also Gemara mentioned in Bechoros Nunches. In the Rif, the Girsa is Shoalin, without Dorshin. So too in Bodhazar and Sanhedrin, the Gemara is quoted without the word Dorshin. Now, one could make a lot about this. And as I noted before, the Ritva in Megillah, when the Ritva goes with his Shita, that Shaolin and our Gemara is not about drushos, the Ritva there says that we're not Goris Dorshin. And he says, in old Neschos, we don't have Dorshin, because the Ritva took our Gemara not to be a Diyav Drasha. So that was the Shita of the Ritva. But the Birocha says that either way, the Pshat could be interpreted as drushes, even if you don't have the word Dorshin. If it says Sholin, it still means to be involved, to be orangutan, to be discussing Hilchos Pesach, and that is mefurish in many Rashis. V'chein Isa b'Rashi Rosh Hashanah Dan Zayin b'Bekama Kuf Yud Gimel. You can see the Lashonos. You have it. Shai Darshin b'Rabim. Rashi makes it clear that they used to darshin publicly b'Hilchos Pesach before Pesach. This is Shitas Rashi. Achein. The Ran in Pesachim, the Ran in Megillah says that when it says Shaolin, what it means is b'zeh azman, and two talmidim come and one asks Hilchos Pesach. We go to answer their question first, Nistakin lo kodem, because he is considered Shaul Ke'inyan. But more than that, Ein Chiyuba Lilmod Shloshim Yom Kodem Hilchos Pesach. When does the halach apply? The Pesach Gufa, and that's the Takan of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shidarshin Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, and according to this, Lefikach Diek Kan B'Lashon Shoalim Levad. In other words, according to the Ran, the Sholin is Bedafka, not Dorshin. The Dvarav Hein Divi HaRashba at the end of Megillah, and as I mentioned, the Ritva as well. Aval Kama Rishonim Pligi Alayim. So again, what Yerach is setting out to do is to show that this is not the mainstream view. Rashi Bekama Komos, as we mentioned. Tosus and Avdalit. Tosus is the one that says that you would darshan 30 days before, and then you could darshan again Bishas Maisa. Tosus took for granted there were drushes weeks before. The Rokeach. The Kul Mevor Lehedya, the Chiyav Lidrosh Mikodem Bechus Pesach Shloshim Yom. Again, by Atzeres, maybe only Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as he mentioned from the Gra, but Pesach certainly drushes 30 days. V'chein be'itur hetik hagirsa sholim v'dorshin v'chein b'or zerua dorshin shloshim yom. Become kasha ma'od. Now it makes the argument that Pashtus, the Gemara itself, that talks about that people will not listen to those who say that they added an adar because of the halacha sholim v'dorshin. How does that work according to the Ran? That works much better according to Rashi. V'gam kasha ma'od, halo b'Sanhedrin yud beis, mashma lehedya, that when it says sholin, it means darshin. The kamar hashasham, that halo mipur yor darshinan b'lchus ha-pesach, lashna gemara, disanya sholin b'lchus ha-pesachon b'lchus ha-shoshim yom. So first of all, the lashna gemara is clear. The gemara says darshinan, number one. V'gam ha-ikar ha-inyan muchachkein. It's not just the Lashna Gemara, the whole context of the Gemara. The Eagle of Nation is cooking the Talmud, Lishol Ke'inyan, because we would give priority to a Talmud who asks on Inyan Pesach, Lo Shayach Lomar, the Mishum Zeh Yisal Zeh Ubechametz. The Gemara is using the argument that because of that, they won't listen to those who say that they added Adar. They know that Pesach is, according to the calculation that they thought, based on Sholin. What does that do with it? There was no Drasha. It's just the fact that the Shol Ke'inyan. The income piercing cloud possession made with Talmud Kishon. So what's the piercing? The fact that they would make the mistake about Chametz because there was a piercing. The piercing is it was a big sign that the Rav is giving a drasha, and everyone knows that the drasha indicates that Pesach is in a month, not in 2 months. So that would be a kasha on the Ran from those sugyas. Ukvara isi sha'amad ha'bacha l'Rav misugi b'Sanhedrin hanal v'chein ha'prichadash. So that would be a kasha on the Ran. The Ran will have to obviously say, and I think the Ritva makes this point, that the fact that people are asking Ke'inyan means that it's already in the consciousness of people, that people assume that that's when Pesach is. There's another Gemara that now gets brought in from Avodah Zarah. This is the Karbanos connection. V'chein ba'olas tamid kasav, the misugya d'Avodah Zarah d'Avav and Karbanos, sham gamken l'mash midivi haran. So we haven't mentioned that today. What is that Gemara in Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara talks about the checking for a mum. The Gemara talks about, if the Mishnah there says you can't do business within 3 days of the Avodah Zarah holiday, and the Gemara says, when it comes to Hakrava, so is it enough to say, Sagi b'tlesa yomi, the Gemara says, Hatnan or Hasanya, Sholem b'ilchus habesach, Yom. The Gemara says there's a difference between our karbanos and their karbanos. We have many mumin that could disqualify a karban, and therefore we need 30 days. When it comes to karbanos of that they offer to the Avodah Zarah, mechusar ever, that would make it disqualified if tosa yomi sagi. 3 days is sufficient. The Gemara seems to understand that the issue of sholin, sholshim yom, has to do with hakravas karbanos. So Tosis already points out there, but we don't have a carbon today. So what's the shaykhis in the Gemara? What's the Gemara bringing in the issue of carbon? We have this halacha today as well, so that's nothing to do with carbon. Tosis says, Iker takana ala carbon niskina. Kid'amat deparkama depsachim. Tosis, our Gemara shows that Navi Ome bePesach Rishon Maza Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Hilchas Karbanos. So it shows that this halacha has to do with Karbanos. What does Tosis mean? That was the Iker halacha. But obviously, once the Takana was in place for Karbanos, it continued to be halacha even after the Churban. Even after the Churban. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing, the halacha is bringing that Olas Tamid is saying, obviously, this has to do with drushes, that you have to learn the halachas. It's not about Shol Ke'inyan. It has to do with teaching the halachas. No, I don't know. Maybe here too you could say that people have shilas about the carbon. Is it kosher? Is it not? What does it have to be such a kasha? I didn't see the Olas Tamid. I don't know if it's such a kasha on the Ran per se. Anyway, the Bi'ar Lacha continues. Bi'ar Lacha, just Derech Agav. If it's Karbanos, so is it just Pesach or is it really Shach to all the Yonim Tovim? So Karban Pesach, of course, is a Karban, but so is Chagiga, and every Yom Tov has Chagiga. So you could certainly extrapolate, according to this Gemara, and it's mashmah that way in Bechoros, that the halacha would be for all the Yomim Tovim. The Shaila is today, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so what would be as far as other Yomim Tovim? That's where the Chassam Sofer says, the Chassam Sofer by us, wants to be mechal in Pesach and other Yomim Tovim when it comes to today. He wants to explain why the Beis Yosef thought that the halacha is limited to Pesach. So he says, Bizman HaMikdash, there would be halacha for all the regalim, because the karbanos were brought by all the regalim, you brought a chagiga. But by Pesach, there's another reason that even separate from the karbanos, there's many halachas that have to be learned. And therefore, when you had the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so they stopped darshaning 30 days before Sukkot and before Shavuos because there's no carbon anymore. But by Pesach, because we still have other halachas, so they preserve the minug and they continue with the same minug even after the Churban. That's what he wants to suggest in terms of relating to the Sugya and Avodah Zarah and comparing it to what we have today. Okay, we're trying to say a lot of different things. Let's come back to the anchor here, to the Bir Halacha. He continues with the Sheiltis of the Chai Gaon, which is also mashma like Rashi, not like the Ran. Shuv Matzasi, just a second, B'Sheiltis, the Kasav Nami, B'Pshitus, he quotes the Lashon, T'lashin Yomen, Kami Pischa, Dashinan, Nir the Pischa, Kidisanya, Yosem Mivorkein, and the Halachas Gedolos, again, the Furish from the Gaonim now, he's going back in time, Mikami Pischa, B'Tlashin Yomen, Mibayle, Yisrael, L'Migmar, Mile the Pischa, says the Bahag, that 30 days before Pesach, a Jew is supposed to learn Hilchos Pesach, the Agmure Anshe Beisei, and to teach his family, the Sanya Sholin Bilchos HaPesach. Okay, so he's showing you, at least the Gabi Pesach, it's interesting, from Rishonim, from Gaonim, that this idea of learning Hilchos Pesach from Purim, you could say, and on. Someone had a question.
Yeah, Rabbi, I just wanted to know, just to confirm, was Rabbi saying that Tosfos was understanding that it was Karbanos? That was just back then, Bizman Sher Karbanos, but now that would be changing over to being Halachos?
What Tosfos seems to be saying, and the way they learned Tosfos is as follows. The Iker Takana was Karbanos, like you see in the sugi here that Moshe was teaching about Pesach Sheni, so it's about Karbanos. But once a Takana was made, you cannot annul the Takana unless you have another Beis Din that's greater in stature that can override the old Takana. So the Takana remained in place. That's the Pasha way to Ritosis. The Chassam Sofer assumes that no, that, and you have to know the gedarm of this. Sometimes the takana could naturally, if the reason doesn't apply, sometimes the takana could naturally disappear. So, you know, you have to know the Gedarim of when what that means, Ein Beis Nichol Vato Devei Beis Nichavero, and so on. But the Chasam Sofer assumes that when the reason doesn't apply, so it could be that there wouldn't be a basis for the halacha anymore. Because, but since by Pesach, there's other reasons to have it, so by Pesach, the original takana remained in place. And by the other Yom Tovim, we don't have drashas beforehand, because since we don't have a karbanos, so we don't have the halacha anywhere, anymore.
Daddy, what,
yes.
I thought that there was also, isn't it because of a different girsa in the Mechilta over there that says ha-Pesach versus Pesach? And that's the reason
it's interesting. What you're getting to is as follows. You see, if the halach of Shloshim Yom is about karbanos, then it's Shloshim Yom kodem what day in the calendar, Rav Osei, when it comes to Pesach. What day are we thinking about? What day of Nisan?
Oh.
What? Yudalit, which is the day of the Karban Pesach. But according to now what the Beis Yossi brought into the mix, that the issue is maybe Pesach itself, when we have the Surim of Chametz, unless you start saying, well, there's halachas of Avera Pesach with Tashbisu, so then maybe it comes down to the same. But one could have thought that if it's about the mitzvahs ha-Pesach, eating matzah, then it's already about Tezvav. Okay, Mestam, you could say, but so many halachas already are knowing Chametz, Isur Chametz is already knowing by Chatzos, so it also comes down to Yudalit. Yes, Netano, yeah.
Can I ask a question on something Rebbe said before?
Yeah, of course.
So Rebbe was saying that if you're going to say that it was only for Karban Pesach, you would Mestama be able to extrapolate it to all other karbanos.
Hagiga and so on, right. You haven't told me.
The opposite, though, because I know that there's like a whole sugya whether or not Karban Pesach is even considered within all the other karbanos. Like, there's a lot of differences. There's no Zrikas Adam, there's no Kohanim involved. Why is that you would extend it to all other karbanos like that?
If it's about inspecting the animal for a mum, then certainly there shouldn't be a difference. I believe it's the Gra that says this. Let me just check here. I'm looking at the Shulchan Aruch with the Gra. The Gra brings a lot of the Mar Makomos with the Rashis and so on, the various Rashis, the Tosfos and the Gila. And then he says here as follows. He says, Afa gav de perakamid avodah zarah mina mishum karban pesach, Lashon HaGra now, Hu adin mishum karbanos chagiga, and he quotes the Tosis in Bechoros like that. The afa idna, and here and today as well. The raya the lav dafka karban pesach, and he has a raya from the end of Megillah like that. So I would say if it's about karbanos, because there are halachas of the carbon being a kasher carbon. So you know that could be the issue of the carbon, but you're right. Karban pesach is a unique carbon. It's true. There are many unique qualities to Karban Pesach. Okay. Anyone else? Any other questions before we go on in Bir Halacha? Okay. So back in the Bir Halacha. So what does he say? Therefore, he brings these various sources that by Pesach, at least, it's important to learn Halachas Shloshim Yom Kodem, whereas the Ran would have told you that there is no Halacha, such Halacha. So what the Bir Halacha is therefore saying is Im Kain, see, we're up to Im Kain, Nimsa das haran v'harashba yechidoyin neged kol rishonim hanav. In other words, so what he's done is he's marginalized the shita of the Ran and the Rashba, and then he says in brackets what we noted before, begad besugya gufa, in the etzim sugya psachim, me'rav Shimon Gamliel muchach delav lahashiv v'shar levad koi, v'rak lilmod v'liskar halachos. You see from Rav Shimon Gamliel's source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe told Kai Yisrael on Aleph Nisan to bring the Pesach Midbar on Yudalad Nisan. Where in that do you see an Inyan of Shol Ke Inyan? Here you see that it's important to know and to remember the halachas amount of time before the day is itself. So if that's the Pshat HaKadosh Shem Gamliel, Omer Rebbe Shem Gamliel, Nishma Gatana Kama. So it's the same Geder of the halacha. The whole machlokes is specific about whether the window is a 2-week window or a 30-day window. So one of the rayas that he has, the low kaharan, this is the Turi Evan, as we mentioned as well, but he wanted to maybe say it's totally goof in the machlokes. The machlokes is going to be not just about the window of time, but the geder ha-halacha, and maybe the Ran is only saying it within the Tanakama. But other rabbi, he wants to say, if you see him, that the basis of the halacha is to know the halachos, not about Shol Ke'inyan, because the Makar doesn't seem to show you anything about Shol Ke'inyan. So that shows you that the entire Shita of the Chacham as well is also the same. Oh, what do we do with the Sugya Megillah? Umad the Isa Besof Megillah, Moshe Tikkun Lem Yisrael. So now we deal with the crux of the Ran's Kasha. What brought the Ran to say this? So the Gemara in Megillah says, Moshe Tikkun Lem Yisrael, that Shidorish Hilchas Pesach, Bech Pesach, and so on. Kvar Tirtzu El Zeh HaMeforshin. And we mention ourselves a number of the answers. Ayin Beis Yosef, Ubach, Ushar Achronin. Ubebeir Hagra, Mashma, the Meforesh, as follows. The Eina Kavana Dafka Al Yom HaChag Levad, Rak Al Yom HaChag, the Al Kol HaZman Shemi Kodem, right? The Chodesh HaZeh idea. In other words, it's all considered to be the Chag. The Chag is the 30-day window before is considered Hilchos Chag B'Chag. K'moshin Bor Mokam Acher, U'Ke'en Zeh Kosav Gamkin HaBach, as well. Ella Shehu Kasab, the Bach happens to say that once you learned the halachas 30 days before, there's no reason to review the halachas b'chag atzmo, and many disagree with him. Fine, but the Bach says the same idea, that it's called Hilchos Chag b'chag, they are pre-chadash. Now, as far as what Ishai brought up earlier with the Beis Havad issue, this is the next point. So, okay, so basically what he's done so far is worked out that there is clearly halacha, certainly by Pesach, and he thinks really for other chagim too, but the Ikari is focusing on Pesach, many of the rayas that he has, the Lo Karana from indications about Pesach, that there is a halacha to study and to know the halachas from a month before. B'chok Yaakov Heyer Davar Chadash L'taritz B'zeh Kushas Ko'achronim. He has another interesting take, because Yushalmi seems to say in the beginning of Mitzachim the following words, Sholin B'huchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Eferes B'Eferes Hilchos Chag B'Chag, the Lashon of the Gemara Megillah, the Beis Havad Sholin Kodim Shloshim Yom. So the Yushalmi seems to make the following distinction between Hilchos Chag B'Chag and the Shloshim Yom of Pesach, or maybe even the other Yom Tovim as well. It sounds like the Hilchos Chag B'Chag is not the Beis Havad. The Beis Havad is Shloshim Yom, and so is in the Tosefta the Megillah. And he brings the Pnei Moshe, the Mefarish on the Yerushalmi, Sholin Bilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Ko Echad B'Veso on Pesach, the Veis Havad, which is where we gather together to study Torah, Shemis Kabsin B'Veis HaMedrash Lomod, there Sholin Shloshim Yom. V'chein HaPnei Moshe Shom Gamkin Kasav, that the Soper Pnei Ha'ir, Shelo B'Veis HaKbad Kamayri, that means that everyone at home on the day itself of the Yantif, that is Bechelchos Chag B'Chag. The din of Shloshim Yom, that's Beveis Havad. So now we have another solution to the stira between the Sugya Tzachim, the Sugya in Megillah. Beveis Havad goes back Shloshim Yom, Beveiso Ko'echad V'Echad on the Yantif itself. Uke'en Shal Moshe, and he says that's what you have on Moshe Rabbeinu when he announced the halachis of Pesach Sheni. This is the equivalent of Beveis Havad. Da'ina Beveis Havad, Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael to respond about Pesach Sheni, that's called Beveis Havad equivalent. It's Berabim, it's the equivalent of learning together before Hesya. Yeah, that's the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov is the Machaber of Shvus Yaakov. He wrote on Hilchos Pesach. So you have him in Shulchan Aruch only in Hilchos Pesach. But he's quoted all over the place. On the Be'el Yo Rabba, Sasa Debiya Chok Yaakov, he disagrees with Zelish Shono, says the Eliyahu Rabba, came and the Bishas, Dilan, the Kama Makomos, and he brings the various Gemaras that we saw, Psach and Megillah, Sanhedrin, Abadazara, Maisi, Gemara, Brashazu, Bistam. We're trying to make a new Chiddush based on Yerushalmi, but the Bavli doesn't say Beis Havad, it just says Sholim, Kodim, Shoshim Yom. Velo Lishtam, it Bechad, Duchta, Loma, Beis Havad. To say it's only Beis Havad, Alma Dilo Svirale Hachishas Dilan, Agamar disagrees with that Yerushalmi, Vachem Mashma Lechora Babu de Zorisham, Vachem Pasuka Bach, the Mitzvah Lecho Echad Lahashio Lilmod Hilchos Pesach Mipurim, Atkan Lishono. So Elio Rabbah wants you to know that the halacha of learning Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom is not limited to what's going on in Beis Medrash with public shiurim. It is even for individuals. Ube'emes b'divrei ha-bahag, remember the bahag that he quoted, that person should teach himself and his family? It's not Tom Beis Havad. According to the bahag she'etakti, mevorah kedvarav, the bahag is mefurish like the Eliyahu Rabbah. But one thing is clear, even granting the Chok Yaakov, al kol panim beveis ha-medrash, b'chaburos, b'vada yesh chiyuv lomot shloshim yom kodem, afu debi yushalmik, m'shakas ha-pnei Moshe. One thing we can certainly extract is that if you have a situation of public learning, there's certainly an inyan to start it off after Purim to get into Yoni Pesach. So good, we went through a very nice bi'alacha. We think we got a feel for this inyan. Obviously, coming on to Tu B'Shvat, another month or so, we'll have Purim, and then we have to start getting to the, we're learning in a certain way, Hilchas Pesach, but not in the same way that to learn Hilchas Chag B'Chag, that would require obviously going through, you know, much more in the way of halacha. Okay, any questions before maybe we start a little bit on the continuation of the Gemara? Any questions?
Yeah, Rabbi?
Yes,
He mentioned at the end here that we're not going to be choshesh for the Yerushalmi, and if it's a machlokas, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, we'll go like the Bavli, who's going to leave out the Beis Avad.
Yes.
But shouldn't the Tosefta and Megillah, shouldn't that hold more weight, and shouldn't that be as significant?
If the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi are on one side and the Bavli's on the other side, we still give them away to the Bavli. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi often can line up. But if the Bavli doesn't necessarily line up with that, then we would still go with the Bavli. I mean, the Rambam often goes like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Not always, but often. But generally, other poskim, the other Goya poskim, going starting from, again, from the Rishonim and on, we don't necessarily do that. If we can try to find a way that the Bavli is not arguing, then we can go with the Yerushalmi. But if there's a diuk that indicates that the Bavli goes otherwise, then we would go with the Bavli, notwithstanding the Tosefta. Again, even though he's granting that, Eliyahu Rabba said that. The Bir Lach ended up saying, but l'chol ha'pachas b'veis ha'vad, b'veis ha'medrash, we should certainly imagine ourselves learning also a little bit of Hechas Pesach as well. Okay. Let's go back to the sugya, okay? So now the Gemara is going to take us on a little bit of another inyan. As Rashi is going to point out, this kasha is not directly anchored in our sugya, but once we already brought it in, so the Gemara asked the kasha on the chronology. So let's take a look in the sugya, we'll start a little bit on the next piece of Gemara. Okay. Fact the Gemara now, the kasha as follows. We had mentioned the pasuk that is the source, as we said, for Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha of Shtei Shabbosos, and that was the pasuk in Parshas Baloscha when Hashem spoke to Moshe on Shana Hashenis B'Chodesh HaRishon, and we established that that was on Rosh Chodesh because of the Gzeres Shava of B'Midbar Sinai, which is the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer B'Midbar regarding the Pikudim, the census, and that was an Echad L'Chodesh Hasheni, was a Rosh Chodesh day. So therefore, we know that this dibur was also on Rosh Chodesh, which therefore shows us Shtei Shabbosos. That was the sugya as we just finished learning. Meanwhile, we've encountered two psukim, one at the beginning of Bamidbar, which is the census, and that was the dibur of Hashem to count Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar on the first of Iyar. And now we have the pasuk in Baloscha a few parshios later, which is the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should bring the Pesach in the Midbar on Yudalad Nisan, and this dibur was on Aleph Nisan. So it comes out what began the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar was later in time, was Aleph Iyar, then what follows later on in Sefer Bamidbar, which was Aleph Nisan. So now the Gemara raises a question. In fact, the Gemara, So why shouldn't the Torah first write what was in Chodesh Rishon, meaning the section about that the Yasub Neisos HaPasach Ben Moado, which was Aleph Nisan, and later on talk about the Tzivoy of the Pikudim, which was Chodesh Sheni? Says Rashi, how does this Kasha get over here? It really is not directly connected to the essence of the previous sugya. It's a side question. Zakt Rashi, v'nichto b'reisha, lo ashmaitin parach. This is not a kasha on the give and take of our sugya. Elo asei de parashios kaparach. Now, you can get misled when you read the Gemara. It sounds like it's part of a larger shakavitaya back and forth. We're still holding with the sugya of shol and v'dorshin. No. It's not that at all. It's a kasha on sei de parashios. Mechdi. It's like the Gemara stepping back and saying, let's look at this. Parshas Pesach Nemra Tchila. The Parsha Pesach Midbar was said first. Sharei b'chodesh harishon nemra. It was said on Nisan. We don't, even if you didn't know which day of Nisan, which the Gzeirah Shava told us, you would also know that it was before. But Umay said, we know it's the Rosh Chodesh. But it was b'chodesh harishon. Kidirsi b'chodesh harishon lemor, right? That dibur was in Chodesh Rishon. Uparshas pikudim nemra b'iyar. Parshas pikudim was said in Iyar, as it says b'chodesh hasheni. Umay taima agdama lahai b'rosh ha-sefer. Why does it put the parsha of pikudim, which was in Iyar in the beginning of Bamidbar, uparshasu b'parshas balos. In other words, according to Rashi, you realize something. It's not even shaykh, no shaykhs to before, meaning, what did we just say a minute before in the sugya? That we learned out that the specific date of the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Pesach Midbar was Aleph Nisan, right? So that was the Gzeirah Shava between the two parts. But what if we didn't know that? We wouldn't know what day in Nisan it was, right? It was in Chodesh Arishon. Would we have less of a kasha right now? We have the same kasha, because obviously Chodesh Rishon is before Chodesh Sheni. So the Parsha Pikudim, the beginning of Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, was Aleph Iyar. And the Dibur about Pesach Midbar was sometime in Chodesh Rishon. If we don't know the Gzeirah Shava, so we don't know when. But it certainly came before the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. So the Kasha is not Shaykh to the Gzeirah Shava that we just mentioned, that we know it also happens to be Rosh Chodesh. If it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, it would still belong before the beginning, right? I found a couple of achronim try to find creative ways to tie this kasha into the sugya. Yeshua goes one direction. The Tzlach says something interesting. The Tzlach says as follows. One could have thought, perhaps, an answer to the kasha. Why did the Torah not put the dibur about Pesach Midbar in the beginning of the Sefer? Because he says, maybe we know it was given on Aleph Nisan, right? L'maisa we know is an Aleph Nisan, the Gzeirah Shava, right? But do we know when it was given an Aleph Nisan? What happened on Aleph Nisan, the main event of Aleph Nisan, that was the Yom HaShmini, the Akamas HaMishkan? So the Diburim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from Olam Moed, right? That's much of Sefer Vayikra, and certainly Sefer Bamidbar are the Diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Olam Moed. Is it possible that Hashem spoke to Moshe before Hakamas HaMishkan? Could be, right? It could be that it happened not in the Olam Moed, or before the formal Shechina rested on the Olam Moed. L'mashal, there's a question on this, but the Ramban is noted to say that the Parshios of Vayikra and half of Tzav, which take us till the point that describes Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, right? So at the end of Tzav, you have the 7 days that the Aaron Ubanov got ready for, you know, Aaron becoming Kohen Gadol on the Yom HaShmini. So when were these Diburim said about Karbanos? The Ramban assumes they were said before the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, right? There wasn't yet Hakamas HaMishkan. Everything is Keseder. So even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it could be that there was a dibur that was said. Now it says in Vayikra, the Olam Moed, but it wasn't the Olam Moed of Hakamas HaMishkan. It was 7 days before. It could be that even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hakamas HaMishkan happened at 12 o'clock, Echveis, that's the inauguration, but there was a dibur that came from Olam Moed at 10 o'clock. Says the Tzlach, maybe the Torah didn't want to put the beginning of Amidbar, the Dibur about Pesach Midbar, because maybe it was given before Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Torah wants to start off with a Dibur of Hakamas, that was after Hakamas HaMishkan. So it happened to be the Dibur of Aleph Iyar. Says the Tzlach, but since we have a Gzeirah Shava that just taught us that we know it was Aleph Nisan, because it was Rosh Chodesh, because the other time it says Midbar Sinai was also Rosh Chodesh. And just as we know, in Gzeirah Shava L'mechsa, if you're going to learn a Gzeirah Shava, then just as the Dibur of the Pikudin was from Olam Moed, in other words, it was after Hakamas HaMishkan, from Olam Moed, not from some other source or before, it was after Hakamas HaMishkan. So it must be that the Dibur of Pesach Midbar was from Ohel Moed as well. Therefore, now that we know there's a Gzeirah Shavah about the date, we know it was also after Hakamas HaMishkan. And therefore, you can't say that suggested answer. Okay, that's the Tzlach suggestion. Either way, let's go with a Pashup Shat like Rashi. So why is the order not chronological? And for the Gemara, famous klal, we have to see the context of this klal as it plays out in our Gemara. It's not so simple. As we go on, we use this klal all the time. You have to know the context in which it appears in the Sugim Sachim. Just to read a few more lines, says the Gemara, this is the source for that famous idea, Amar Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derav. Zos Omeres, this teaches us, Ein Muktam Umucher Batorah. Ein Muktam Umucher Batorah, things in the Torah don't necessarily follow chronologically. What does that mean, Rashi? Ein Muktam Umucher Batorah, Lo Ikpida Torah Al Seder Muktam Umucher. The Torah is not always so careful about the chronology of what's first and second. Uparshios dinemru tchila, parshios that was said first, higdimu hamulcharos la. The Torah might put earlier parshios that came later. When we say nemru tchila, what does it mean, nemru tchila? Nemru to who? What's the nemru? What's Parshas HaNemru Tchila? What do you think? Chevra, somebody.
Hashem to Moshe.
Hashem to Moshe, Parshas, yeah. Well, it could be a Parsha was said to Moshe earlier, but in the Ksivas HaTorah, it was written later. Yeah, that's Lechor, the words of Rashi. Maybe we just pause for a second just to kind of get our bearings. The Gemara is going to now qualify this and bring Rayas and Kashas. We'll leave that. So just a couple of things just to get our bearings. The Meister, the mocker for this klal, you see from the Sugi Pesachim Davav, anyone's going to ask you, Menolon en Mukta Mukha Torah. So the first thing you could say is, I know Gemara Pesachim Davav Mabez, and that's the fact that the Torah puts the Dibor of Pesach Midbar a couple of parishes into Bamidbar, whereas the beginning of Bamidbar, we had the Dibor of Aleph Eir. The Meister, if I ask you, okay, en Mukta Mukha Torah, we have to know what this is about, why should that be? And even if it's true, for whatever the reasons, because there have to be reasons for it probably, but ultimately that's a reason in general. But the Maaseh, there must be a reason why specific cases the Torah chose in those instances to go out of chronology to something that was given later to Moshe to write it earlier. So Lamash, if you look here in Rashi and Chumash, if you have a Chumash, you can look with me. Rashi and Chumash goes on. Rashi quotes our Gemara, but then he goes on and gives you a reason as well. And it's not a contradiction. Rashi sees it as connected. See, the Pnei Yeshua has a whole mahalach. He wants to say that these two things don't go together. But Lamaisa, Rashi sees it as not incompatible. Take a look at Rashi on Chumash. Bachodesh HaRishon, Zok Rashi in Chumash. Parsha Sheberosh HaSefer, Lo Nemra Ad Iyar. Lamadita, you now learn, she'ein seder muktam u'mu'ucher b'torah. Oh, so that's our sugya, right? Rashi continues. V'lama lo pasach b'zu. What's Rashi asking? Ein muktam u'mu'ucher b'torah. Why asking Akasha? Teretz says, ein muktam u'mu'ucher b'torah is a rule. Okay, why that rule is true about Torah, we have to also figure out. Why wouldn't Torah? But even after you know that the rule exists, and even if you can understand why in general the Torah doesn't always fall for it. But in every situation, there could still be a reason for why in that situation the Torah decided not to follow chronology. So Rashi continues, V'lama lo pasach b'zu. So why didn't the Torah, in fact, begin, Ayim uktam uchba Torah? Okay, fine. But the Torah could have put it in the beginning. It's not wrong to be chronological. Yeah, you know, but dafka go out of order. So there has to still be a reason why the Torah chose here not to put the Dibor of Chodesh HaRish on the beginning of the Sefer. So that everyone clear. So you have to give a reason. So Rashi gives a reason. The Pnei Shehignusan Shal Yisrael. There's something about this mitzvah, a Pesach Midbar, that sheds a negative light on Klal Yisrael. How so? Shekoar Boim Shana, Shehayu Yisrael Ba Midbar, Lo Ikrivu El Pesach Zeh Bilvad. So for all the years of Klal Yisrael being in the Midbar, they only brought one Pesach. It was this Pesach, and that was it. And then the rest of the time, they didn't bring, and then they brought an Eretz Yisrael. It's an interesting idea. Gnusan Shel Yisrael. Why is it Gnusan Shel Yisrael? Why didn't they bring the rest of the other years in Karban Pesach? Why not? So there's a Tosis in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. He asked the Kasha. This is a statement there in the Gemara. The whole Gnusan Shel Yisrael. He says they didn't. He says, L'maisa Tosis asked, Pashtus, it's mashma, that Klal Yisrael were not mechuyev in Karban Pesach until going to Eretz Yisrael. Because if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Bo, we went through a little bit the other day, the Pasuk says, V'haya ki savo el ha'aretz, when you go to the land that Hashem will give you, then you'll offer the Karban Pesach. So it sounds like the Mitzuvah and Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and they were told that you also are to bring the Karban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that they were told now is a special Haras Shah, that they're told to bring also the first year later also. But Lamaisa, there's no mitzvah after that until you get to Eretz Yisrael. So why is it Gnusan Shel Yisrael? Fertosis Akasha. Rashi says there in Parshas Bo, Tola mitzvahs Pesach b'biyasan l'Eretz Yisrael, shigon ischayvu rasos es ha-Pesach ad biyasan l'Eretz Yisrael, chutz me'oso Pesach she'osu b'shana shniya. Russian Rashi, if you look at Yud Beis Chaf Hei in Shmos, that's the Russian Rashi. So Rashi says that this was a special Haras Shah. So how could Rashi be quoting Chazal that it was Gnusan Shel Yisrael that they didn't bring another Karban Pesach until they got to Eretz Yisrael all the years in the Midbar? They were not Mitzuveh. The Mitzuveh in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a special Tzivoy then to bring it in the Midbar. That's Tosis Kashin Kedushin. So Tosis gives the answer, but Lamaisa, they could have been out of the Midbar a lot sooner and in Eretz Yisrael a lot sooner had they not sinned with the Meraglin. So it was their fault that they couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael sooner and be able to bring a Karban Pesach the next year in Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that they had a certain responsibility, they bore responsibility for not allowing themselves to be able to bring Karban Pesach be'Eretz Yisrael sooner is Gnusan Shel Yisrael. That's Tosis Teres. Very interesting yisoda I want to share with you. Maybe we'll soon end with this, just to kind of nice idea of a Musar from the Maharal. The Maharal in Gur Aryeh brings a very interesting svara to answer this kasha, different than Tosis. He says, L'fi daiti ein sarach. He says, Afim hu pater min ha-mitzvah. A person is pater. There's no mitzvah till you get to Eretz Yisrael. And even if it's machmas ones, and even because it's a ptur, that's chal, it's still a genai. Why? The sof sof lo asu ha-mitzvah. Kamashan, they were in Midbar all these years, and they didn't do Karban Pesach. He says, Shekol mi shehu pater min ha-mitzvah, machmas shehu ones, Ginai hu lo, shelo asa mitzvah. It's interesting. A person is an ones, l'maisa, they didn't do it. You don't say ones commander of it. D'lo aminan ones rachmana patre, rak l'inyin pater min ha-ones. A person is an ones, they're not punished. Avon mikom alkom ginai hu lo, shelo asa mitzvah. V'haya lo schus. A mitzvah is a schus. But see, the Maral is taking a step beyond ones. Gachara, what do we have over here? They're not mitzuveh. It's a chiddush gadol in the Maral. It's a chiddush already to say by an ones that it's a gnai because l'maisa you were nenas. The Maral is saying you lack the schus of Karban Pesach. So if the Torah would spotlight the fact that they brought the Karban Pesach that first year, you would realize Nebuch, Klal Yisrael didn't bring the Karban Pesach all the years, either Pater, either not Mitzuveh. Yeah, but it's still a Gnai. V'kan lo'hoye lehem schus osa mitzvah. But he goes, he interchanges this with ones. That's what's interesting. Devadai im nenas v'l'osa Pesach. Of course, you're Pater min ha'ones. Mikol makom ein lo schus v'schar osa mitzvah. If a person is an ones, he doesn't have the schar of that mitzvah. You don't say ones commander of it. onus is Rachmana Patre. He brings an example. The Summa Pata Mina Mitzvah. Summa, if you hold according to those shitas, that the Summa is Pater. V'chein G'naylo Davis Eshu Pater. Yosef Tov Sheyeh Chayef. But L'chora, what's our tain on the Maral? L'chora, there's a big difference between an onus and a situation like this when they're not mitzuvah. How could the Maral be using the mashal of onus to explain why Klal Yisrael is not bringing a Karban Pesach, the remaining years in the Midbar, where they weren't mitzuveh, is that they lack that zchus. L'chora, there's a world of difference where you're an onus, so you're mitzuveh, but you're onus. So the onus is not kiman da'avid, you lack the kiyom, it's a genai. But here you're not mitzuveh, so the Maral anticipates our kasha. But he says there's a big difference. It's v'lo dami l'truma v'kol mitzvah tuyas ba'aretz. V'lo chola ha-mitzvah aleyem l'gamia shebo ha-aretz. He says the difference is like this. Klal Yisrael didn't have a mitzvah of truma, didn't have a mitzvah of maisris, didn't have tuyas ba'aretz until they got, it's a g'nai. The mitzvah doesn't take off until you get to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, here's the difference. He says, over there, they never had the mitzvah yet. Abo Pesach she'asu kvar b'shana shniyah. They had the Pesach in Shana Shniya. Rak shahayu pitur mimenu ad shebo arz. But now there's like an exemption until Eretz Yisrael. That's called a gnai. Gnai lehem zeh shadav zeh nikra shahayu chaser mitzvah. There's a gnai that they had it the first year and now they don't have it for the rest of the time. That's called a gnai. I wonder, and what if they didn't have it in the Midbar? They had it in Mitzrayim. Maybe that doesn't count. Mitzrayim was its own unique classification, Pesach Mitzrayim. But now already we're out of Mitzrayim. The first year they had it. Call it a Horas Shah, call what you want, but Lamaisa, they had the mitzvah. And now they're suspended, mitzvah suspended until Eretz Yisrael. So that's the yisod that Rashi's bringing, that not to start off Sefer Bamidbar with the mitzvah, Pesach Midbar, because it brings Kaiser into a negative light that they didn't have the mitzchus of the Karban Pesach, even though they didn't have the mitzvah, but they didn't have the schus of that mitzvah, even though they weren't mitzvah, but they had it now, and now they don't have it till later. That's also considered to be a genai. I just ask you, Ha'ara, to think about, I'm wondering about the Maral is saying, Ones is not Kemanda Ovid, you don't get the schar. We do find a concept in Chazal, a person who's nenas v'los a mitzvah, person want to do a mitzvah, nebach, circumstances don't allow it. And Chazal say, mala olav akos of kilasa. If you wanted to do it and your ratzon was there, there is a certain credit that you get kilasa. How do you reconcile that Chazal with what the Maral is saying over here, that onus is not kimanda ovid, you can't get schar for getting it, you didn't do it, you're nenas, you're not going to get an onesh, but it's a gnai. And yet we also find the idea in Chazal that a person who very much wanted to do something, then the desire is there, but nebuch, they were prevented. How do you put those two ideas together? Something to think about. Okay, so we'll talk about Emukta Mochabat Torah and get into the details in the Sugya Kal, Pratu Kal, and the Tosasin, and Yirtzeh Hashem for tomorrow. Okay, everybody? Question, Baruch Noam, yes. Yeah.
Rabbi, can we answer that the two are different? That who said that maybe the whole point of the Maral is that the point is that the reason why it was a Gnai is because they weren't Mechayev, but they should have at least wanted to. So they didn't do like the Tmeim, maybe like right, the Tmeim, not Lama Nigara.
Yeah, but how do you know that they didn't want to? That's exactly
maybe we know because the fact that previously the Torah has specifically mentioned Lama Nigara about Tmeim, so that right afterwards the Israel had the same situation and they didn't say anything.
He's saying the
maybe that was a Gnai.
The Lama Nigara was only those individuals who were tummy, but you don't find Klal Yisrael the rest of the time with the Lama Nigara attitude. Had they had the same Lama Nigara attitude, then it would be Taka Kilasa. That's why it was a Gnus. But you're putting more into the story than we would know when we assume.
Right, but it seems that the only Chiluk that is that if you're but honest, but you have to actually want to.
But you're saying it's good, but the Maral doesn't seem to bring that into the equation. He says, Lamaisa, you didn't do it. It's still a gnai. You're adding because of the other gemara that if there really is a tremendous desire that can count for you. Yeah, I hear it. It could be.
Right. I mean, it sounds like you're saying that the fact that they're putter So like the fact that they're punter, they didn't want it. It's not just that he's saying that the bonus, like Rebbe said before. It doesn't sound like the exact same thing.
So maybe Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the non-Jews were given the test to Asid Lava, the Musa Olam, about the mitzvah sukkah, and then they were putter, and then they kicked the sukkah. So the question is, what's your attitude when you're putter? Do you feel relieved, right, and happy, or do you feel terribly crushed? For sure. But the way the Maral sets up his construct, he doesn't seem to allow for that new dimension. There is something to be said for this Lamanigara idea that gives you credit as if you did it. So you have to know how to put it together. Maybe what you're saying is it one mahalach? Yeah. Anyone?